Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror. Welcome back. Is it time for another chin wagging so soon? I do apologize that I had to cancel last week's broadcast. As you can see, I was busy adding this wonderful fireplace to the vault. It will eliminate the need of those pesky candles and such, don't you agree? Why, yes, those are very special stones in the foundation. Those, in fact, are what caused me to be tardy with the last radio broadcast. It took me quite a few days to round up the necessary materials. I never noticed that before, but they do bear a slight resemblance to skulls, eh? Now then, you're letting your imagination get the better of you. Why, in fact, that reminds me of the perfect story. I'll find it while you see to the door. Here's the one. I call it Covers. Tonight, like every other night, you lay there in the dark and silence, alone, with no company other than your thoughts. You shift and roll throughout your bed, just you and your thoughts. You ponder, you plan, and you fantasize, anything to distract from the ringing silence that surrounds you. Then you hear a creak, a common sound here on such a still night, but you still recoil when the sound reaches your ears. You hear this sound almost every night, but the sheer unexpectedness sets off a trigger in your head as paranoia takes over. The thoughts that once illuminated your mind are now darkened. What was once pleasure and success has now turned to demonic forces and serial killers. The silence that your mind was distracting you from has now become the focus. You lay there, silent, listening for any obscure sound, hoping that the silence doesn't leave. Every little noise adds to your paranoia, and the silence lingers as you await the next unexpected occurrence. You're too afraid to open your eyes at the thought of seeing anything your mind can conjure. So you lay there, alone, in your fear. That fear builds in your mind as you try to find a quick escape from anything it creates. You revert to your childhood solution, hiding under the covers. You pull the blanket over your head and sit there in silence. You hear noises, but they don't seem as scary now. You figure, if they can't see you, you're safe. Heat builds up under your blanket, but you put up with it simply for the comfort it supplies. You begin to calm down and relax and revert back to your usual logical self. It's just you and your thoughts again, alone, under your blanket. You think of how silly it was to get so scared and worked up over a little noise. Eyes closed, you lift the blanket off your face as the built-up heat is released. You breathe a sigh of relief and roll over, only to hear a deep, grating voice whisper, "Oh, there you are," as the sound of footsteps creep towards your bed. Dear listeners, we have Warren McLeod of Goodland, Florida, to thank for that story. Something to think about when you turn in for the night. You probably have heard the news by now, but the iTunes Radio Network is carrying my broadcast. Yes. Now, you fanatics of fright can hear my soothing voice all over the world. Remember, if you would like to hear your own scary story on the air, you can send them to me on my Facebook page, Projectionist Haunted Drive-In. So listeners, I expect to see you here next week at the same time for more of my sinister tales of terror. This has been a RetroWest production. Sleep well, and goodbye.